Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 4. Materialism Replaces Religion. 1. Every republic passes through several stages. The first of these is comprised in the early days of mad raging by the blind mob, tossed hither and thither, right and left. The second is demagogy, from which is born anarchy, and that leads inevitably to despotism, not any longer legal and overt, and therefore responsible despotism, but to unseen and secretly hidden, yet nevertheless sensibly felt despotism, in the hands of some secret organization or other, whose acts are the more unscrupulous, inasmuch as it works behind a screen, behind the backs of all sorts of agents, the changing of whom, not only does not injuriously affect, but actually aids the secret force by saving it, thanks to continual changes, from the necessity of expanding its resources, on the rewarding of long services. 2. Who and what is in a position to overthrow an invisible force? And this is precisely what our force is. Gentile masonry blindly serves as a screen for us and our objects, but the plan of action of our force, even its very abiding place, remains for the whole people an unknown mystery. We shall destroy God. 3. But even freedom might be harmless, and have its place in the state economy, without injury to the well-being of the peoples, if it rested upon the foundation of faith in God, upon the brotherhood of humanity, unconnected with the conception of equality, which is negatived by the very laws of creation, for they have established subordination. With such a faith as this, a people might be governed by a wardship of parishes, and would walk contentedly and humbly, under the guiding hand of its spiritual pastor, submitting to the dispositions of God upon earth. This is the reason why it is indispensable for us to undermine all faith, to tear out of the mind of the goyim the very principle of Godhead and the Spirit, and to put in its place arithmetical calculations and material needs. 4. In order to give the goyim no time to think and take note, their minds must be diverted towards industry and trade. Thus, all the nations will be swallowed up in the pursuit of gain, and in the race for it, will not take note of the common foe. But again, in order that freedom may once for all disintegrate and ruin the communities of the goyim, we must put industry on a speculative basis. The result of this will be that what is withdrawn from the land by industry will slip through the hands and pass into speculation, that is, to our classes. 5. The intensified struggle for superiority and shocks delivered to economic life will create, nay, have already created, disenchanted, cold and heartless communities. Such communities will foster a strong aversion towards the higher political and towards religion. Their only guide is gain, that is gold, which they will erect into a veritable cult, for the sake of those material delights which it can give. Then will the hour strike, when, not for the sake of attaining the good, not even to win wealth, but solely out of hatred towards the privileged, the lower classes of the goyim will follow our lead against our rivals for power, the intellectuals of the goyim.